Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it's Friday, live from Dripping Springs, Texas, on the back end of a five-day, five-city tour de force for this little baby built through courage. It's time for the John and Dave Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hopefully, my picture is clear. My heart certainly is. I'm going to see if I can't get John Acuff right back in here, guys. Remove your hats and welcome Mr. John James Acuff. Jonathan.
You look so much better.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank
you. It's night and day.
Top of
the morning. Hey, so congratulations. Book launch week.
Yeah, it's here. It has been a crazy, crazy week, but amazing. I mean, there were points in the week, I'm going to be honest, where we were looking at each other like, what have we bitten off? Yeah. Is this going to be the end of us, individually, of us together, of our sanity? And yet, there was just so much good that ended up coming out of it. I had no idea how badly I needed to be in community with the community who has been so supportive of me through time. It was just, it was such an elixir of goodness. And there's so many good people. It was amazing.
What cities did you go to? Give me the cities again.
So we started, yes, with Phoenix to Salt Lake City to Denver to Minneapolis back here. And in each city, number one, we had no concept of what to expect because the decision to do this happened very, very last second. When you call a location and say, hey, I'm going to be in town in 5 days, they're like, oh, man, we need more notice. And so it required a little bit of like scrappiness. Like we had to just kind of like go and ask for forgiveness more than permission with everything
that
we went to.
Uncomfortable, dude. That makes
made
me
uncomfortable. But also like, you know, like in a way that plays with ego, like we would show up, like we showed up to the parking lot of the Denver location and there was this moment of like, man, I don't know if anyone's going to show. Like you've been to these signings before where you're like, I don't know if anyone's going to show. And the like feeling of like getting out of the car to go stand in front of a restaurant, you know, like feels intimidating by itself. But then when like, so like slowly people are kind of like gathering and like everything, of course, by the end of each of the events, it was like, oh my goodness, this was wildly better than I could have expected. We couldn't have frankly seen a single additional person than the amount of people who showed up every time because we just pushed against the time limit of what we had available. Got to still take pictures with everyone, sign everyone's things, had a conversation. Like having eye-to-eye conversations, having people tell you their stories, such a powerful connector and reminder of like why we do the stinking work. And so it was unbelievable.
I'm trying to think, what was been, out of the five that you've just done, what's your worst book signing experience? I'll tell you mine, but I'm just like, I think that like, what's the word, like, nobody came. Yeah. One weird dude came and wanted to take you home. What was the weirdest, worst?
After Get Out of Your Own Ways book tour, like there was a proper tour with tickets that were sold to these great venues and it was canceled. And I had to try and do something because I was feeling so low. So I did a like impromptu, I'm going to show up at a Barnes & Noble, but they also had some real concern about COVID. And so I'm like wearing a mask. I made an announcement and I had like seven people show up. And in a way that like we'd sold hundreds of tickets to these other venues, like the contract was just it was so humbling. It was like, and by the way, it was exactly what I needed because guess what? I still, to those seven people, I got to spend 10 minutes in conversation hearing from them something about how me as a part of their life was having a positive impact. And it was just, it was beautiful because again, like here was the crazy thing about Denver as a, for example, I had this very emotional pre-event moment in the car where I made the mistake. You told me not to do it. Made the mistake of looking at the Amazon rank. Only way that you can see the Amazon rank is by seeing the number of reviews and the sort of the main reviews. As is the case, there were some people who didn't buy the book who immediately jumped in to drop one star into the Amazon review. And it just like planted a really poisonous seed in my mind. Yeah. And so I was just struggling. I was sad. So I read this part of the book where I talk about, you have this ambition for changing the world, but if you can just change one person's life, that is world change because of the ripple effect. That's the whole world, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I get out of the car and people are lined up. And so my fear of no one showing up is already now dismissed. About 15 minutes in, a guy named Mark comes up and it's his turn now to come up and, you know, we're going to have a handshake hug and we're going to sign book and whatever. And we had an embrace that he couldn't release himself from. And he started crying.
Oh, wow.
It was this beautiful, like, I was just in the car having to read a section of my book, reminding me that affecting one person was what would make the book worth writing in the first place. And in a weird way, like a prayer almost being answered in real time. Here Mark is, 20-year veteran of special ops. He walked up to me and gave me an embrace that he couldn't release because of the way that something I'd done in the last couple of years changed his experience with PTSD. It's like in a world where you can't ask for the universe to immediately satisfy some of your biggest insecurities. It was this gift, this reminder that, hey, no matter what happens for the rest of this, no matter how many critics come at me, no matter what, it doesn't matter because this is already fundamentally and completely a success because of this experience with a human named Mark who got to remind me of this truth that, hey, you're here. It's meaningful. It's having an impact. Someone doesn't get that. It's not for them. Let it go. It was just, it was literally a miracle. It was a miracle kind of moment.
Yeah. And so, because I texted you the day the book came out and I said, I'm going to pull it up on my computer.
You're
on my phone. This is what I told you. This is on the 26th. I said, big day today, Dave. Proud of you. You've worked so faithfully on this one. Remember, your self-worth and identity as a child of God are 100% based on, number one, your Amazon sales rank. Number two, how many reviews you get on launch day. Number three, whether or not you make a sales list. As long as you keep that in mind and constantly monitor all three of those points of data, you'll be fine. Because that's what we do.
I know that God's love for me is contingent and the contingency Amazon, like fundamentally hinges on those three things.
I don't even know how people measured self-worth before Amazon reviews. I don't even know. Nobody had worth until an algorithm can tell you how many followers you have. How do you even know you're worth anything? I don't even know.
If I don't get likes, it's not even worth getting out of bed. Trust me. I know it.
That was fun. Cause I knew nobody else would send you that exact text. Cause like, I knew like, I don't know, Jay Shetty was going to send you something and be like, I have beautiful eyes, Dave, here's what I see. Or like Tom Ballou was going to be like, hey, here's what I see. But nobody was going to tell you the hard-hitting truth that I was willing to sarcastically deliver.
You got it.
In an hour of need.
It was important. No. Yeah. It was exactly what I needed to read, exactly when I needed to read it. And then I went and did exactly the thing that you said not to do.
I know. Well, I'm trying to think of, like, I've had book signings that didn't go well where less people showed up. Like, I learned you don't bring all the books into the event because you're going to have to carry them out in a walk of shame. So, like, you never bring 100 books, like, because then you get to carry 92 books back to your car, like a real estate agent who makes 50 chocolate chip cookies for an open house, and you have to carry 42 of them back to your car. I'm like, no. Like,
no.
But I did one time, I took a picture of them. I wasn't able to post it because my wife will not let me post terrible things. And it was an old man asleep reading with one of my books on his lap at a bookstore. So like we had done a book signing and
put him to sleep.
And I thought, and then I did read a one-star review once where the person said they would rather install bathroom tile than read one of my books. So I did the healthy thing. I immediately researched their whole life to see what they had accomplished. I clicked on his other reviews. He had given a 5-star review to bathroom tile. So that's really not on me. That dude loves bathroom tile. He compared me to his Super Bowl.
His biggest thing.
Yeah, that's on him. That's not, the book was probably quality. that dude just loved bathroom tile. I don't know what
the one moment that stands out in my strange seven people showed up, as much as I did really connect with six of those people, one of the people came up, asked for a picture. I was like, absolutely, let's get a picture. And then said, who are you? And I was like, yes, this is what I needed. Thank you.
Yeah. That happened to me like 3 months ago. I was in line at the airport and somebody said, hey, I love reading your book, da 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 da. And somebody else came up and was like, who is that? And the guy goes, it's John Acuff. She goes, meh, and then walked away. because she was like, oh my gosh, like this guy's taking a picture of this person. And then she goes, who is it? He goes, John Acuff. She goes, meh. And just kept walking. Like, that is 100% how. But I will say, the less known you are, the slower you get to walk. I was in an airport and Steve from Stranger Things with just gorgeous hair. Does not cut it himself. He had a hat on, headphones, and he got off the plane from LA to Atlanta where they film and had to sprint. So like, just enjoy being able to be like, look at me, I'm sauntering. Like I can go whatever speed I want in airports. All the speeds are available to me, which I like. I'm curious, where are you headed next? What's next week? Don't you have like a crazy next week too?
So I'm figuring it out in real time. I mean, the reality is I had an ambition on Sunday of last week when I was now getting ready to have 5 days, five states, five, you know, just meetups to do four more next week. Mm-hmm. And I want to be alive by the end of next week. So sure. I am going to go to a couple of places, but I'm going to spread them out because it was harder than I thought it was going to be
to
emotionally kind of handle the roller coaster, but also logistically, there's a reason why people have teams. I don't know that I appreciated this, but Heidi and I trying to figure out how to do what we were going to do in real time. Like, do they have tables at these places? I don't know. We should find that out.
Did anybody ask that question? Did anybody?
No, because we were just figuring it out as we went. Like, people thought we were being strategic and not releasing the information of where we were going to meet. We just didn't know where we were going to meet because we were figuring it out in real time. And like, we picked a place for Minneapolis and then remembered to check the weather where it was going to be 40 degrees and rainy and we couldn't do it outside. And what was beautiful, honestly, like this community has been so great. We're doing this fitness challenge and some of the people inside of our challenge were like, oh, I'm in Minneapolis. I know how to, you know, so they had a relationship with the local library. We rolled into this library and it was perfect. It was absolutely 100% perfect. And that's probably the way it's going to work. Like, I'd love to come to Nashville. Yeah. I think there's a chance I'm going to head into LA. Yeah.
It's the best ever.
I mean, part of it is, because I've been trying to, like, each day the ask was like, oh, could I maybe do a morning show for TV, a dial-in drive-time radio kind of thing? And so I'm waiting to see if I can't confirm some press in Nashville, press in LA. Those are likely the two places that I would go for next week. But it's going to be a little bit of this thing where I'm like, oh, by the way, tomorrow I'm going to be at this place as soon as I confirm it and go from there. It was also really nice to get back and see my kids last night. My parents have been here helping out while I was gone. And so I'm going to go golfing with my dad tomorrow. I'm going to take some time to go to a baseball game with my kids. So it's also like, I want to like run as fast as I can. I also don't want to run so fast that I end the ability to do a marathon for this baby because it's a marathon. Yeah.
It doesn't end well. And no one will tell you to stop until your body's like, that's enough. Let's have a panic attack or like, that's a wrap. Let's cry over McDonald's. Like, you don't want to go that fast. Yeah. I mean, I think the challenge is always, okay, where's the edge? Where's the edge? And where can you push it a little, but where do you go? Where do you push it beyond where you're supposed to push it? And I think that's part of being a human.
Like the thing I want to be able to do is at the end of, you know, the month or the end of next month, fall asleep at night knowing that I did everything I was able to or capable of doing without compromising my health, without neglecting my kids too badly, you know? So it's like finding that line, but I feel...
But also knowing you get to define it. So if you go into it thinking, I want to feel like I did enough, enough is a myth.
Yeah.
Enough is a myth. Like that's the soundtrack for today. Enough is a myth. So you have to pre-decide, okay, I did enough. Like enough is a myth because you're creative. So what happens is I always tell people your imagination is bigger than your calendar. So you'll fit more into what you're trying to do than is physically possible, because your imagination will always be bigger than your calendar. So you have to get to the spot where you're like, enough is a myth. I did the thing. I'm proud of the thing.
I will say this too. And like, I'm so grateful. I have a great team at HarperCollins, the publisher. They hired a great team at a traditional PR company.
Becky. I love Becky.
They're great. They're great people. They've done great things. And there was something to Heidi and I, two people that she brought in, becoming a four-person SWAT team that was like, we're going to get some fishing wire and some duct tape, and we're going to try and, like, boots on the ground, figure this out, build the airplane while we're flying it, that unlocked opportunities that kind of the traditional conventional business wasn't able to, in part because of either not being on the ground or not tapping into a network of relationships that might exist. And so I'd encourage anybody, like, if you end up getting a door closed through traditional means, there is, like, you can't put a price on, like, passion and ingenuity and kind of get it done, we'll figure it out as we go kind of quality that has shown up for me in this last week's worth of time, because we got yeses to things that were previously no's, in part because of just not taking no for an answer or just showing up. And so there was something beautiful that came in that too.
Well, that I'm glad, dude. It sounds like it's going well. It sounds like you've enjoyed it. It sounds like
you're
figuring out the pace of it, which I think is super fun. So, okay, here's let's transition to a couple questions. We got like 9 minutes left for the show.
Let's go.
I mean, we have a format. I'm curious. So you're at home right now?
I am.
Do you have a desk where you have a junk drawer?
I have a desk that is a junk drawer. I mean, so my desk has a little stand on top of which my computer monitor sits, and there are little cubbies, and those cubbies exist as a catch-all for things that I need to tend to but have not yet. But if you were to look at them, some of those things are 9 months old and likely will sit there until I reach in one day and I'm like, oh, this is completely irrelevant. I wish I had taken care of this 6 months ago. It's now truly junk. Goodbye.
What's a random thing you'd find in your junk drawer? Like, give us an example. Like,
a lot of times I will have people send me things that they are hoping that in trying them, I might decide to use or show people on social media. And so, like, I got a planner from someone the other day. It's lovely, but I use a different planner. I got, someone sent me these beautiful bracelets and I tagged them when I got them.
I
have received
so many already.
Oh, you know what? I got a new one when I was in Mexico, actually.
Yeah, of course. Show you.
There's four. There's
See,
four
that's
now.
That's what I told you, dude.
Yeah.
Once you get one, you're one step away from four. I don't know how that math works.
It's got string, John. So we've got leather, we've got beads, we've got string. Yeah. I'm like one step away from having a dream catcher in my rearview mirror.
You wearing necklaces yet? You got a necklace yet?
Not yet, but just wait. You know, it's not winter. It's not officially winter, but I might.
I know the next time I see you, like, especially if you go to LA, if you could do a book sign in LA, it's like when you used to land in Hawaii and they would put a lei on you. Like, when you go to LA, they give you a necklace.
When you go into Jay Shetty's house, you get two. It's amazing.
I knew you guys are doing cool stuff like that. This is just unprocessed jealousy of all the friends you have. Like, I know you like have cool shoes you and Mel Robbins probably wear together. Jay
all
Shetty
the time. It's
necklaces.
So weird.
Like, Tom, like, gives you black t-shirts, probably. I have this fear that I'm on the outside of a jewelry exchange influencer circle.
No.
Like, me and I'm like the viewers. The viewers feel relatable to me because we're all like this. We've got our faces pressed up to Jay Shetty's mansion, and we're like, what does a monk give out as a housewarming gift? I don't know. He does something. Like, he's clearly doing something, a hoodie.
Oh, my gosh, you're so funny. Man. I'm bringing you with me. I will never leave you out of any kind of jewelry exchange, period.
So help me. If I see just the glimmer, like, if one of these, on one of these shows, if I see the glimmer of something poking above the cusp of a shirt, I'm going to be like, what do you got under that collar, Dave? It looks like
if someone gives me
necklace.
A puka shell necklace, I will demand that there are two, sir.
He will not. There's no way, but it will be something cooler. It will be modern.
Yeah.
It will remind you of, you know, you guys were in Nepal together, or like you swam the Mariana Trench, the deepest part of the ocean somehow. Like, and I'll go, what happened there? And you're like, oh, we did a
funny story.
Oh my gosh, this is okay. We got off track, but that's what this whole thing is. We get off. Hey, so somebody asked how fantasy football's going. I have a problem with the fantasy football league.
Here's
my problem. I'm 9th in the power rankings. I've won my last 5 weeks.
I'm shocked.
The third best record, and I'm 9th. So, Dave, tell me and the people watching, how is the power rankings of this, what appears to be a very amateurish league, run? Like, what is your
definition of power? Power rankings are simply this, John. You, having won 5 games in a row, with the amount of points that you've scored, have played a very favorable schedule. Or said another way, if you'd played the teams that I've had to play, you wouldn't have won 5 in a row, John.
That is garbage. That is, I want to tell you, I haven't checked the power rankings. I have.
You have.
I have. I have never played fantasy football. I've never played. And now I'm like, these son of a, like, how are these power rankings done? Fine. 5-game win streak. You know what? I'll take it. I might not win on the stats, but I'll still be holding the trophy. That's
I will tell you this. Launch week, one of the casualties was me remembering to set a lineup. I mean, like,
worry,
I started a guy who was on bye.
I
had teams that played people who actually didn't have games this week all across my fantasy teams because I was focused on other things. It's a sad day when you let your fantasy team go by the wayside.
So the league is going well. I'm enjoying it.
Yes. I'm happy that you turned things around. At the beginning, I was really, really.
I was 0-2, and now I'm 5-2. I mean, that's.
You're huge. Huge.
But apparently, I've been playing a cream puff schedule. So let's see how the back half of the season.
We'll see.
You know, comes together. We'll see. I like to think that you and your friends, like, they've texted you and been like, holy cow, this is so great that you invited this guy, John. He's killing it.
I can't believe you guys brought Acuff into this. It's terrible.
He's like a ringer. That's what. Hey, Sandy Patty just started watching.
What's up, Sandy?
I've done 3 cruises with Sandy Patty. Best
what?
Family ever. Let me just tell you a Sandy Patty story.
Here we
so
go.
Sandy Patty brings me to do a cruise, and we're in the crow's nest, which is like the top part of the boat. It's still indoors, but it's like,
a little elitist though? You're like, you can't go up there unless you're a special.
No, wide open.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Lido deck. I don't know. It's high in the boat, and there's karaoke night. And Sandy has probably like 10 kids. She's got a bunch of kids.
Yep.
And they can all sing. So they start doing karaoke night. And so now it's Sandy Patty and like 9 kids that have amazing voices. Needless to say, I did not get up and do Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby, which is often my go-to because, you know, A1A,
because
Avenue.
Because you know? We know, yeah.
Did you ever hear that song in your sheltered childhood? There's a lot of gaps in your culture, like your background.
I broke away from only being able to listen to Weird Al Yankovic and Michael W. Smith long enough to hear that one song. And I went right back inside the box, yeah.
So you got Go West, Young Man, and also I'm Fat.
100%. That was what felt okay.
Like, if you did a retro, say you were a hipster and you did a retro record collection where you started getting into vinyl and you're like, oh, the sounds are smoother. There's a depth to the scene. You would have Michael W. Smith's entire catalog and Weird Al Yankovic.
A little Amy Grant, little Jars of Clay. Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, I'd give you all of that. And then every single song that Weird Al Yankovic has ever made. That is correct.
Let me ask you this. What was the first? Okay, so there was an album where you broke away and you're like, I'm doing it. Like, you went to the record store and you were like, what was your album where you're like, I shouldn't be listening to this, but me and Samantha Fox, I'm listening to this album right now. Like, what was that album?
It was Tears for Fears. I don't remember which album it was, but it was Tears for Fears.
That's good.
And I had to ask for forgiveness a lot.
You had tears and fears, probably.
I had both. I had a lot.
Dad joke.
Can I ask you, have you ever had people, when you're doing a signing or a tour, have you ever had people make things for you that are similar to your book? Like,
totally.
I had someone, I mean, they made a keychain of my book on like a laser printer. It's like one of the coolest things.
No,
had
that's
someone
nice.
Like, it had a hat embroidered. I'm just like, I'm blown away by the way that people have.
Somebody made me this. Let me see if I can pick it up and not drop it. This
Here
is my Lego.
This yes, I Lego. Remember like, seeing
yeah,
this. That's amazing.
Like and they didn't, they mailed it to me, but I've
had made, or did you have to make it with instructions?
We put it together. We put it like my, my daughter put it, it's thousands of tiny pieces. I'm trying to think if there's ever, so what people often bring me is queso. Cause I joke about queso a lot.
You do.
So the reason I have to run is that I figured out a job where people would deliver me melted cheese. Like my guidance counselor was like, it'll never happen. I was like, don't be a dream snatcher, Miss Robinson. I found out a way. Cause like when they ask you, what do you want to do when you grow up? And you go, I want to show up places and people hand me chips and queso. Most people don't think it's possible, but
yeah, no, people usually say don't dream so big. And you're like, nope, you can't.
Bigger. Like they go, melted cheese. Keep your salsa dreams. Keep them salsa size. Nope. I'm not, salsa's free. I'm going one level up. I want queso. That's the size of my, that's the size of my heart. It's the size of my dream, Dave. And if I keep eating it, it'll be the size of my belt line too. So I gotta be.
I love it.
Hustling. All right.
The Austin Fox affiliate is going to be knocking on the door here in 2 seconds. And then I'm running to a meetup. But hold on real quick before we say goodbye. Tell everyone one thing that you're working on that you're super excited about. Shameless plug time, John Acuff style.
My podcast. I'm loving my podcast. It's been really fun. I've got a 3-part episode where I'm going to talk about why you need to forgive your former self, enjoy your current self, and prepare your future self. Ooh. And I think if you can do those three things, life is a whole lot easier. What podcast. All it takes is a gold podcast. Yours has to be the book, right? Go buy the book, review the book.
Yep.
Do all the things.
Yes, sir. That's it.
All right.
Love you, Johnny. Come to show. Town next Love week. You. I'm coming to see you. I'm going to stand outside your back sliding glass door until you let me in.
Make it through Donald Miller, Carlos Whitaker, somebody you've maybe met, and then eventually have time for this guy.
Yeah, after I go to Annie's house and Donald's house, Carlos's house. I'm going to see if Rector's in town this time. So if I can see Ben Rector.
Maybe Jay Shetty has a Nashville house. I don't know what he's up to.
If he does, I'll stay there for at least a couple of hours. And then I am coming your way.
So funny. It's funny because it's true-ish. All right. Enjoy the TV show, buddy. Love you.
Love you, dude. See ya.